Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Houston Rockets and the Memphis Grizzlies. Houston comes in with a record of 18-55. Memphis is 45-27 on the year. Over their last 10, Houston 4-6 have lost 3 in a row, while Memphis 7-3 over that span have won 4 straight. Here are the numbers. Houston averages 110.5 per game and surrenders 118.3, while Memphis scores 116.2 and surrenders 112.3 per game. Turnovers 16.5 per game by the Rockets, 13.7 by the Grizzlies. Memphis 47% from the field, while Houston is 45.4%. 3-point shooting 32.7% for the Rockets, 34.6% for the Grizzlies. Memphis is 72.6% from the free throw line, while Houston is 75.6%. And lastly, we have bench scoring 33.1 points per game from Houston's bench, 35.1 from the second squad of the Grizzlies. This is the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Grizzlies won the first three games. They are the home team in this one. Steven Adams is out. Houston is healthy. And let's just say I think Houston's about to get crunched. I don't see how Houston wins this game. All kidding aside, Memphis is just too good for them. And so is most teams. But Memphis is, you know, one of these teams that might be a title contender in the West. So I got the Grizzlies in this one to make it a clean 4-for-4 against the Rockets. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Houston and Memphis. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fire with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Houston Rockets and the Memphis Grizzlies. The lines are currently open and it favors the Memphis Grizzlies at home, sitting at 13 overall in the spread with the over-under of 233.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end right now, Memphis right now is a top 10 team when it comes to points per game, averaging 116.2, while Houston right now is second to last when it comes to points per game, averaging 110.5. Houston's also not that good when it comes to the defensive end when it comes to points allowed. They're currently in the bottom tier, currently ranked 27th, averaging and allowing 118.3 points. While Memphis, on the other hand, is a top 10 team when it comes to points allowed, they are averaging and allowing 112.3 points. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the under in this game. However, I would trend towards the over. If you just look at Memphis side alone, they, in their last five games, the over has been favored 4-1 in that category. So I like that. And if you want to take it another step, look at Houston right now. They've been 4-0 in the over in their last four road games. So they're both trending upwards when you want to take the over. So I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. One player I'm definitely going to like and taking the over right now is Jaren Jackson Jr. I thought his numbers would go down a little bit, especially at that first game with Ja Morant being back. But I don't think that hurt him at all right now. I mean, this man's just coming off scoring 37 points and 10 rebounds against Houston. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the points, and I would lean towards the over in the rebounding numbers. His rebounding numbers are at 6.5. His points numbers are at 18. Take the over on both of them right now. Now, I definitely like Ja Morant when it comes to assist numbers right now. It's currently right now sitting at 7.5. I think that's pretty low for him right now, but it's probably because he's just coming off his last game against Houston when he only had 24 minutes, but he had 5 assists in that game. I expect a little bit more uptick in his minutes, which means more assists for him, and I think he's noticed that he don't have to do it all because he's been seeing the likes of Desmond Bane and Jared Jackson's doing their thing. So he's probably like, you know what? I can take it easy. Let me assist the ball a little bit more. So take the over on the numbers in the assists for Ja Morant. Now, when it comes to this overall spread, I think this is a little bit too high for Memphis right now. Now, they might win the game and they might beat them okay, but by 13, I think that's a little bit too high. And if you look at it right now, Memphis has been 0-3-1 against the spread in their last four games on one day rest. So I would probably lean towards Houston here in the spread, but I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Houston Rockets and the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.